Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today we won't be covering a topic, but instead I'll be talking with my buddy, Matt Dole from the local scene, and we'll be discussing the local scene First Friday. And what First Friday is in Augusta is every first Friday of the month, there's always arts and music events going on. So Matt and myself are going to cover each event that we came to knowledge about, and we're going to feature it on this podcast today. If you're looking for something to do, hopefully after this podcast, you can go to any one of these events that are taking place and have a great weekend. Remember, be safe, do not drink and drive, and let's have fun. We'll be back after this short commercial break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm with my buddy Matt Doyle from the local scene, and we're going to talk about what's taking place this first Friday. Matt, what's going on, man, today?
Ryan, what's up, man? First off, very happy to be on your podcast today. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely.
We have a ton of stuff going on this weekend, man. It's going to be a crazy weekend, packed full with pretty much anything entertaining that you could possibly imagine to go do. Kicking it off with the Disgust Delicious comedy with Alonzo Wesley at Fox's Lair. Going to be kicking off at 8 p.m. Got Village Sticks at Southbound Smokehouse. Going to be 10 p.m. Got a variety showcase at Joe's Underground starting at 9 p.m. Got a play at 8 p.m. Edward Phillips and the Blue going to be at Highlander at 10 p.m. So, yeah, man, we got a full night going on for sure.
Awesome stuff. Tell people about all the art stuff taking place tonight, because I know there's a lot of art stuff taking place for First Friday, too.
Oh, man, if you are into art and that's something that you like to do, then it's going to be a great weekend for you, definitely, to be in Augusta. We got the AAF Creative Roundtable Talents at the New Moon Cafe, going to be 8 to 10 a.m. Got a screening of Breakfast at Tiffany's hosted by the Morris Museum of Art. That's going to be at 12 p.m. Remember You Were Dreaming by Jackie Moy Van Dyke. Gallery reception at Westaboo is 5 to 8 p.m. Got a Augusta University Art Faculty exhibition at Gertrude Herbert Institute of Art. It's going to be 6 to 8 p.m. Humanitree House Art Gallery Seeds Youth Open Mic is going to be at 7 p.m. Got some more improv comedy going to be at Le Chat. Showtimes are 8 and 10 p.m. And then, of course, we got the Fake It to Make It. It's going to be going on at the Miller Theater from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. So, got a pretty crazy day going on, man, going on into the night. So, pretty much any time of day you're looking for something to do, there's going to be something going on.
Awesome stuff, man. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow as well. What's taking place this Saturday, man?
Oh, man, Saturday is going to be a great day for the local music scene. Got Vicky Grady Band's going to be at Joe's in New Ellison, South Carolina. If you're in that area, that'll be kicking off at 9 p.m. Seismic Activity featuring Bull Moose, Pepper Spray, Rezo Kids, and Hard Fabric. Also, Deadlocks is going to be at Epicenter. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m., so a lot of great bands to check out there. Nick Brown's going to be at the Tailgate Tavern over in Aiken, South Carolina. If you're in that area, that'll be kicking off at about 9 p.m. Night Train International is going to be at the Barrel House. That'll also be at 9 p.m. And then last but not least, got Terry Gibbs, Ashley Gibbs, and Blue Brindle. It's going to be over at the Imperial Theater. That'll be at 7 p.m. Definitely going to be a good show to check out. So a full weekend, man, to say the least. A very full weekend.
And like you heard from Matt, there's a lot going on this weekend. Whatever fits your fancy, go and support the scene anyway, whether it's your arts, whether it's the local music scene. Go out and support people and what they do for a living or for fun. But remember, while you're having fun, don't drink and drive. We want to be
safe
while we're having fun. But Matt, it was a pleasure having you, buddy. Thank you for informing us for what's taking place tonight. It's always a pleasure talking with you, man.
Oh man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Love your podcast, love what you're doing, and so happy to be a part of this scene, man.
Likewise, man. And if y'all don't know about Local Scene, Matt Doyle has a page on Facebook called The Local Scene and on Instagram or pretty much any social platform that you can think of. He has these podcasts. He has things that he posts on his page. Go follow him so you can see what's going on a day-to-day basis in the local scene and definitely show him some love. But that's all we got for you today. Y'all go out, support the scene because y'all are eyes and ears. Like Matt and myself, we can't always be everywhere at the same time because there's so much going on and we want to show our support, but there's just so much going on that we can unfortunately be in one place. So if y'all go in a place, y'all record a snippet and be sure to engage into the performance and enjoy what's going on around you, but definitely get some pictures and recordings and definitely be our eyes and ears. And we'd love to see pictures and videos of what's going on tonight, everybody.
Absolutely.
But that's all we got for today. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. We'll talk to you next time. Y'all take care.